Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur on the topic of adding on to Shabbos. While it is still Yontif and adding on to Yontif, while it is still Shabbos, if Shabbos and Yontif are samach to each other, are you allowed to do a tosefes for one while the other Kedusha is still present? So in the previous shiur, we learned the shita of the Maharil and the Taz, that through being makabel of Tosef Shabbos v'yontiv, a person's already chayv in mitzvah hayomsev. So we can say that even when yontiv falls out after Shabbos, a person can be makabel upon himself kedushas yontiv mibeod yom shel Shabbos. And you can ask, how can you do that? Yontiv is kal from Shabbos. How's it shayach to be mosif al kedushas Shabbos? We can say that his hosafa is effective le'inyan, that the mitzvah hayom of yontiv should be chal on him, like a yontiv rishon of Pesach that's chol b'matzvah Shabbos. A person can be makadish mibeod yom b'Shabbos, and he can be Kabbal upon himself Kedushas Yontiv, because through this he has the mitzvah Arba Koisis Mibaod Yom, like the Maharil said, that is Yotzei Dechoibas Arba Koisis Mibaod Yom. And if so, his Hosafa is effective Linyan Mitzvah Sayom Shalachag, and also the mitzvah of Simcha, which is only on Yontiv and not on Shabbos, like Rabbi Kiva Eger famously writes in his Tshuvan Chelek Aleph Simon Aleph and in the Hashmatas. And if so, when he's makabel upon himself Tosefes Yontiv Mibaod Yom Shel Shabbos, the Kabbalah is effective to be mechayiv him in simcha, and mitzvah simcha is noeg be yontif af belaila rishon min haTorah, or al kol panim it's midrabanan. Look in the Shagas Ari and Simon Samaches, who talks about this. And if so, a person could be mekadesh mibaod yom be yontif shechol liyos b'Shabbos achar haShabbos, since the Kabbalah of Tosefes Shabbos was effective to add on to him chiyuvei hamitzvus shel Yontif. However, we can still say that even according to the Taz, that the Tosefes is effective to be mechayiv him in mitzvahs hayyontif, nevertheless, that's dafka if the Tosefes is effective le'inyan iser melacha, that the ikar Tosefes is le'inyan iser melacha, and since the Tosefes is effective le'inyan iser melacha b'osos man, it's also effective le'inyan shara mitzvahs shel hayyontif. Aval b'yontif shecholiyos achar haShabbos, that le'inyan iser melacha, the Tosefes is not effective at all, because belav hachi anyways asir b'malacha b'osos man, because of Shabbos. If so, we can say that the Tosefes Yomtiv is not chal at all, not even legabe mitzvah sayom shel Yomtiv, because we don't find Tosefes Yomtiv le'inyan mitzvah Yomtiv bilvad without the Tosefes also being effective with regard to the isir malacha. However, we can say, based on what it says in the Tshuvas Avnei Miluyim in Simen Yud Beis, in the name of the Prima Gadim and Orach Chaim and his Psicha Lilchas Pesach, that we paskin that ein iser chol al iser is only that it's not chol to be mechayev you twice. However, he's not going to be punished for both. However, he still considered that he did two isurim, and he brings a nafkamina from Yavam Islamid Beis Hamid Beis. And if so, the kovra ben rishayim gemurim Ayin Sham and Yevamis. So if so, on Yom Tov Shetz Chal after Shabbos, and he was Makabel of Tosefes Shabbos, maybe Od Yom Shel Shabbos, it's true that this Tosefes isn't effective to add on a Chiv if he does Melechas Yom Tov, because anyway he's Chayiv B'Melacha Mishum Shabbos, which is Chomer than Yom Tov. Nevertheless, the Tosefes is effective to add on the Isser of Yom Tov, because with respect to Isser alone, we don't say that an Isser Kal is not Chol al an Isser Chomer. That's what Avnei Milum says. And since Akopanim, the Isser is Chol, the Isser Melacha is Chol, Mimela, the din yontif can also be chal lechol mitzvah sel. Like abe mitzvah say yontif, there's a place for it to be chal before mamish, because as far as malacha goes, that's already aser on because al Shabbos. But al the mitzvahs of yontif, the kedushas yontif can be chal al the mitzvahs of yontif, and therefore you can be makadish mipa odiyom shel Shabbos. Kedushas yontif is chal b'shas hatosefes, and the mitzvahs hayom of yomtiv can already apply. And even if we say that ein iser chol al iser means that the second iser isn't chol at all, and not only linyan onshim, but that the second iser isn't chol at all, and that's lechor the mashmos of Tosus and Chulin Tzari Amra of Divar Maskel Kachim. And I hope we have a shir on this at another point. Very interesting Tosus. Nevertheless, we can say that Tosefes yomtiv is chal when there is Tosefes where the Kedusha Shabbos is still extant, that since Mishas Tosefes Yantuf Ve'elach, since from the time of adding on Yantuf, the Kedusha Yantuf is already Chal on the whole day after Shabbos, and not only in the Shas HaTosefes. So we can say, Azoy, Migu Dechol Israel Kol Ayom Shel Achar HaShabbos Chol Gam Ken Israel Shas HaTosefes. Since the Iser Melacha, the Iser, the mitzvahs of Yomtif, are going to be Chal, the Iser of Yomtif is going to be Chal, and also the mitzvahs, the Iser is going to be Chal on the whole next day, it's also Chal on the Tosefes when it's still Shabbos. We find something similar to this in Aruch Chaim, Simen Tuf Pei Hei Sif Aleph. Person says, Shvur, that I'm not going to eat matzah stam. He's now going to eat matzah on Lil Pesach. The Taz explains in Sif Kot Aleph that a Shvur, Levatel, Sam Mitzvah, Vishay Val Taisa, is Chal Bekoilel. In other words, since it's Chal on the whole year not eating matzah, it's also Chal on the matzah of Lil Pesach. Look in the Gilyon Amar Shan, Yoridea, Sof Simen Reish Tesvav. And so too, since the Isser of Yomtif is chal al yom hachol shel achar haShabbos, it's also chal on the Tosefes when it is still Shabbos. But then we get into another discussion. Maybe the Tosefes is not a haschala of Isser of the Ikar Hayom. Maybe it's an Isser bifnei atzmo. And if so, you can't don the Isser koilo, because you can't say, oh, it's koilo the next day, it's also now, because maybe it's an independent Isser of the next day. That's something to be discussed in the Nosin Pirion, Mesechus Beitz, and Daf Lamed. He talks about this. So that we said, that the Isser of Zman Tosefes Yomtif can be Chal on Shabbos Midin Kolel, one can question this from what the Levush writes, Aruch Chaim, Reish Samach Gimel, Seif Yud Zayin, in the note there of the Levush, that Kabbalah's Tosefes Shabbos is effective before Shabbos is Midin Neder, and therefore one can ask on it, one can do She'ela Al Yidei HaTorah and Al Yidei HaTorah's Neder. One does She'ela, he's Matir the Neder, no more Tosefes Shabbos. And so it would appear to be the opinion of the Taz and Aruch Chaim Tafrei Sif Katan Aleph that we mentioned previous segment, talking about a community, a congregation that was already makabel upon themselves Shabbos Mod Yom Yom Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah, and only afterwards they received their shofar that they have to blow, and their Kabbalah isn't effective to be mafkia the chiyuv of shofar, because their Kabbalah is no better than a shvuah, and we paskin that a shvuah is not chal to be mevatel the mitzvah. And the Gaon Milisa and his Agos Mekor Chaim is Tamea. What is he comparing Kabbalah's Shabbos to a shvuah? How can you do that? Because shvuah, you could be matir, there's a heter, but you can't compare that to Kabbalah's Shabbos. However, Arvasarach, it's not so pashut, because the Das HaLevush is that Taka Hatara is effective b'Kabbalas Tosefes Shabbos, because it has a din of a neder. So it's muchach that the Taz is also learning like the Levush, that Kabbalas Tosefes Shabbos is mitam neder. And since it's only mitam neder, when he's makabal Tosefes Shabbos miba'od yom, it's not shaykh to say that it will be chal mitam neder b'kolel, since it's usher all day afterwards, the next day, because the neder is only chal for the Shas HaTosefes, and it's not a neder at all on the yantiv itself, which is an Isser Torah anyway. So what we've done is we've separated the day of yantiv with the Tosefes of yantiv, and therefore you can't say kolel anymore. Either, like we said before, maybe they're two separate kedushos, it's not a haschala to the Ikar Isser, something independent. Or, like we're saying now, here it's mitam, same idea, it's mitam neder, and therefore it's independent from the kedusha of the next day, and you can't say that it's chol b'kolel. And it's dafka when a person's nishba not to eat matzah b'chol yomos hashana, then the shvuah is going to be chal about Lil Pesach at all, as well, since he's nishba al kol hashana. But b'kabbalas Tosefes Shabbos, it's like being nishba l'kabel rak al shas ha'osafa b'vad, and it's not chal, since b'shas ha'osafa, anyway, it's aser mishum Shabbos. And there's no kolel, l'kol haba, l'acharav. because the next day is already Usr min HaTorah b'lo Nidra. So even if you say that it's Chal now this Neder, you can't say that it's Kolo the next day as well. And therefore, you're not adding anything because it's already Usr now, Al Shabbos. So how do we want to make it be Chal? We wanted to make it Chal by saying, no, since it's going to Usr the next day as well, so Mimela, it's also Usring now. But that doesn't fly because the next day isn't Usr because of this Neder. Not the beginning of the Kedusha of the next day. So to be Makabel upon yourself just for now doesn't work because it's already Shabbos. What have you added? So in order to say that it's Chal for now, you need to say that it's including something that Shabbos doesn't Usr, i.e. the next day. Yeah, but the next day isn't included in this Neder. Now is the next day is Usr without his Neder. So the male year, he comes out empty on both ends. As far as tomorrow is concerned, it's already Usr on its own. And as far as now is concerned, it's already Shabbos. Ah, you wanted to say let him be Usr now because it's also being Chal on the next day. Sarbanish. Because the next day is already Usr on its own. So there's no Tosefis. So you can't Usr it now because it'll be Chal. Even though you're not adding anything now, it'll be Chal because it's also Chal on the next day. No. Zelo Nechon. Because the next day is Usr independently because it's already Yontif. And now can't be Chal because it's Shabbos. What are you adding? You can only add if you're saying you're Kol Ol Dvarim Acherim, like the Matzah of the whole year. But here, and therefore it includes Pesach as well, but here it's not Kol anything else, just the now. And the now, the Tosefes, is already Usr al Shabbos. Bigger Divrei Alavush in Arachayim, Simon Reishon and Gimel Sif Yud Zayin, that Tosefes Shabbos is Midin Neder VeKabbalah. And for this reason, when a person was Makabel Tosefes Shabbos, he can tell his friend, a Jew, to do malacha, and he's allowed to be nana from this malacha, because you can say that he was makabel upon himself and his friend wasn't makabel upon himself. So this is also muchach in Tosfos, in Brachot, in Chavzayin Amid Beis, Tivu HaMaschil Tzoli, who writes that re matzli davening, the Motzei Shabbos davening on Shabbos, Shishlomer Dehocha Meir Shishlo Tzarech Mitzvah. So we can say here it's talking about where he has a tzorech mitzvah to do on Motzei Shabbos, to do a milah, for example. He has to go on his way to do a milah for a tinok. And if he goes now, then he doesn't say his havdula, then he's not going to have yayin. If he doesn't do it now, so then it's mutter. But otherwise, no. And there's no reason really. What's the point of being memar la havdil while it's still Shabbos? What do you get from that? Unless you have some sort of torah mitzvah. But Bechinam, for no reason, it's not. There's no reason to do it. So we really have to understand this Tosfos. Tosfos says that you shouldn't be Mavdil on Shabbos unless you have a Tzorech Mitzvah, but Bechinam not. Why not? Even when you're Mavdil b'Shabbos, it's still Usr for you to do Malacha b'Shas HaTosefes. Because just like the Havdalah isn't effective to be Matur you to do Malacha b'Shabbos Atzma, it's also not Matur you to do Malacha b'Shas Tosefes Shabbos, that you have to add on to Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos a little bit. This early Havdalah is not going to be Matur that either. Tosfos holds that Tosefes is Usr min HaTorah k'Shabbos Atzma. It's the sheet of Tosfos. Tivadai tzarech lehosif mechol ala kodesh daraisa. And if so, just like it's aser b'malacha b'shabbos mibeod yom, adds manatosefes is also aser afterwards with manatosefes. So why shouldn't you do havdalah on Shabbos? For no reason. Why does a dafka have to be tzarech mitzvah? If you're mavdil on Shabbos, you're not taking away anything from the mitzvah of Tosefes. What do we care if you're mavdil b'Shabbos? So from this is muchach that Tosfos holds that Tosefes Shabbos is not an automatic. It's totally in the kavan and the machshava to be mekabel, and therefore bishlam when he's not mavdil b'Shabbos. So the whole time that he hasn't been mavdil, he's muchzak that he wants to be mamshich Shabbos even b'Shas haTosefes. When he's mavdil on Shabbos, he's megala das that he doesn't want to sefer Shabbos because he says I'm mavdil mekodesh l'chol. So bishlam Shabbos itself, it's not mutter for him to do malacha because he can't be mevatel Shabbos by his avdolah. But achar shetech shachu paka yisur Shabbos, then there's no mitzvah Tosefes Shabbos because he's megala das that he doesn't want it to be Shabbos anymore. He doesn't want there to be a Tosefes. And even if he has kavan, it's not going to help because it's dibur. Of a mavdil being kodesh l'chol is stronger than his machshava, and therefore Tosfos says he shouldn't be mavdil b'Shabbos unless he has some extenuating circumstance. That since he's mavdil, the Tosefes is not going to be chal because Tosefes Shabbos is telling his Kabbalah. And since he was mavdil, it's megala das that he doesn't want to be mosif. And it emerges that he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, and that's mochiach kehalavush. That Tosefes Shabbos is totally in his machshava and his kabbalah, that it's not an automatic, that the mitzvah is that he should be makabel on himself to be mosif ala Shabbos. Because if we say the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos means that there's a mitzvah that he should be knowing mitzvah Shabbos, even mishetech shach and it's chol memel, even without his kabbalah, so then why should he not be mavdil mevod yom b'Shabbos, even when there are not extenuating circumstances? Even if he's mavdil, the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos is not going to be batel, just like there's no havdalah mevod yom to be mafkia Shabbos while it's still day. There should be no havdalah to be mafkia the Tosefes Shabbos. Ela Karchach, we have to say, like the Levush holds, that it's an inyan of, the Tosefes doesn't say first that it's a neder, but it's an inyan that's totally in the Kabbalah of the person. If a person is makabel Tosefes Shabbos arbit, and if a person is megala das that he doesn't want the Tosefes Shabbos arbit nisht, it doesn't work. The Ritva and Rosh Hashanah and the Abraham Maschil Yochel and Tesla Mar Aleph writes that we require that the Tosefes should be recognizable through a dibur of Kedusha or Tfila or Kiddush, and it's not enough, but Bitol Malacha Greda. So this makes Tosefes comes out even better, because this is that you need a Kabbalah Befoa. So if the Tosefes goes with the Ritva, it's Muvan Meot, because the Ritva holds you need a Kabbalah Befoa, and this person who comes along and he makes Havdalah Meba'od Yom is not doing his Kabbalah before, he's doing the opposite. So Tosfos, the Ritva says that it has to be Aide Dibur Shel Kedusha Tfilo Kiddush. So it's not enough Bitul Malacha, that it's not an automatic. So if the person saying Havdalah doesn't look good, then he's showing that he doesn't want to Sefer Shabbos. Look in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Reis Samach Aleph in the country of Sachar and Sif Kot and Gimel. So we have Mir Tzashem, a little bit more to do in this very, very important topic of Tosefes Shabbos, and we don't have yet a maskana about being Makabel Shabbos Miba'od Yom or Makabel Yontif. We saw different stadim. Maybe it should be chal out the next day, and maybe it's not chal out the next day. And we learned Pshat Netosfos, which came out like the Lavush, that Lavush holds like Tosfos, that it's an inyan of Kabbalah, that you have to make Kabbalah upon yourself. Tosefes Shabbos, Tosfos obviously holds it's not an automatic, otherwise it shouldn't bother them. They're making Havdalah Mebod Yom, and we should be Zochem, Mir Tzashem, Lomodu, Lelamed, Lishma, Belas, Lekhaim's called the Rishon, Teros, V'Yahava. Amen, V'Amen. Shalom, Shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friend.